maybe within my voice. Today is 14th of dawn between Cameron Bay. After today, there's 107. That means that in 1 week I'll be a double digit major. Less than 100 days. Papa's son number one, happy anyway. He loved his mama's son, Buku. How's that for Vietnamese? Voice inflections didn't change too much, except there's some words that mean six different things, and it's because of the voice inflection that you put on everywhere there. Let me give you some idea what I'm doing. I'm laying on my number one plywood bed, and it's Sunday morning. I didn't have to work today because we have the party, and excuse me. I hope you don't think I'm like somebody else. So anyway, I got another guy's recorder, and I'm listening to you, and as we talk, or as you talk, and if you ask me a question, when I zap, I start it up and tell you about it. See, and that way, you get all your questions answered, and it's like having a conversation. Now, isn't that sweet? You might hear a lot of noise in the background, even though it is 9 o'clock in the morning. The party's kind of getting started again. And while I'm talking about the party, I'm going to mail both these tapes at the same time. Chances are you'll get them at the same time. And the one over the party, I want to say that because one of these days I'll look back at that and just laugh my head off. Number one, funny. And I'm going to bust the back end out of it so it can't be recorded over. Okay, take good care of it. if that's all right with you. So, anyway. I got the pictures of y'all yesterday. Honey, you look so good. Golly. Be glad when you get away from... I don't mean get away, but when you get on your own so you can be more like an individual and kind of do your thing, you know, whatever it is. And I know it must be kind of tough to be living with somebody else and have to live the way they do. And after you've lived the way you have for 5 years on your own. Boy, Jennifer, little stinker, she don't even look like the same little kid. When I seen her last, she was bald-headed, and she was kind of skinny, but man, she looks like she's putting on some weight, or quite a bit of weight even. I mean, her hands look kind of fat, and her arms look fat, and her two little teeth are cute. Gosh, I wish I was there to watch this particular phase, but this is the way it goes. Anyway, I'm going to press ahead here, see what else you got to say. I'm glad that Jen is the kind of kid that has a real pleasing personality. I'm going to try to raise that way, because people who are that way have a tendency to be happy. Yeah. Oh, this is for Pud. So I'll get her around so I can talk to her a minute. Hi, Pud. What are you doing? Hey, are you being a good little girl for Mommy while Daddy's away? I hope so. You better be nice. And you be nice, and it won't be long till you get your Mickey Mouse clock. Yeah. You tell Mommy that it'll be about 4 weeks and you have your Mickey Mouse clock. Okay? And Jen will have her Donald Duck clock. And you sound like you're growing big, growing up. Your picture, you look fat. But you're cute. But I want you to mind Mommy and be a good little girl, okay? And help take care of baby Jen. And don't sass Mommy. And if she tells you to be good, will you be good, okay? And Daddy's gonna be home pretty soon. And so we can go play and go swimming. And we're gonna take you down and let you get some swimming lessons. I want Mommy to do that now, so you can learn how to swim and so you can be safe in the water. Okay. Well, I'm gonna talk to Mommy some more. And you write Daddy a letter, okay? That'd be real nice if you write Daddy a letter. Daddy, he'll write you a letter, okay? I love you, Pud. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah. About those pictures. And the way that you notice that you like them, like I told you I like them. Well, that really makes me feel good, because here we are thinking on the same channels. And this seems to be the name of the game. See, before you, this one thing that you've always been pretty hasty about is making decisions about things that you weren't really too well aware of or versed about. But you're getting over that, and I'm happy. But I'm just glad that you really do like those pictures. Excuse me, man. This is a long night last night. Anyway, I guess I've gotten all the pictures you sent, and I really appreciate them. Cause after, you know, it's kind of weird. Until I got those pictures, man, I wasn't forgetting. But I mean, what you look like or anything like that. But you know, you kind of. Your mental image starts getting fuzzy. And this, you know, every day before I go to work, well, I always take them out and look at them. Got some of them hanging up and look at them. And all day long at work, well, I can see you. Just see you in my mind. And it just keeps me all turned on and excited. Okay? Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, yeah. I like the way you had your hair fixed. Man, I love that. And I don't want it changed until after I get home. And you'd like my mustache. It's kind of cute. I take real good care of it. And I don't know about my body. it's not going to a pot. I just been eating too much. I haven't been eating too much food, good food lately, and it's just losing buku fat. I've been taking vitamins, kind of supplement what I don't get in a chow home. And Gabe, smile big and ask if he's horny. Well, did you ask him what was on his mind? And the way you described his wife, well, he'd probably be ready to bang on anything. But I don't want him banging on you, dadgummit. Nobody banging on you. But if he only knew, if everybody only knew how you banged one, you'd be the last banger in the world. Everybody else would be doing without. Cause you number one banger. Number one boom boom. That's Vietnamese for fuck boom boom. Yeah. It's too bad that they have to live like that. Gosh, I'm so happy I don't have to live like that. I'm happy that I got a wife that's clean. Sometimes used to make me upset. You were so clean. Not really upset because you're clean, but you used to gripe at me a lot because I throw things down. Well, honey, all I wanted you to do was just pick them up, not gripe. I wanted them picked up, but I just didn't want any griping because that's your job. My job is to make a living, right? And when you go to work, we're both working, then I'll help you. Until then, well, you'll be chief house cleaner, cook, and all those things. Right? Right. You're talking about playing poker. You said you won some. You didn't say what you won. Anyway. Yeah, mommy has a tendency to talk about everybody. Anyway, we're all in the background. Well, they're unloading cases of beer and so on. It's kind of noisy out. Oh, yeah. About the pistol. I don't want Gary buying it for you for a down payment because these things have to be registered. If they're not, and something happens, man, you'd be screwed, dude. And I don't want that. And, I want you to hang on to the guns until I get back, unless somebody wants to pay $75 for them. Marilyn said David wanted the little one, and if he wants it, well, he can have it for $25 with a case. But I still keep thinking I want that shotgun. I'm going to saw that dude off because once I change my philosophy, ain't nobody going to mess with my family with bad intentions unless they do want to get their head blown to them off, because I'm afraid after being in this situation, I wouldn't hesitate that long. Boom. Just wouldn't. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with my family unless they wanna pay the price. Is that alright? And it's too bad Gary's getting so far in debt, but he's only just begun. Man, that was a mistake. Anyway, I hope that somehow, sometime, they can have a little happiness. Well, hello there. Here we are again. It's Sunday. It's still, and it's 10 minutes after 11 at night now. It's been kind of a lazy day. Sorry that I haven't talked to anyone I have, but the damn company I got, just couldn't get rid of them long enough. They finally decided to go home. At first they said they wanted to talk to you. So, this one cat here, he's just learning. He's number one GI. I think he's going to come down and see us in Texas. He's the one I told you about earlier. Real nice young man. Don't smoke pot anymore. And just nice fella. We're going to take him flying, and I want you to feed him some good Texas cooking. And, you going to bring your girlfriend with you?
Maybe.
He might bring his girlfriend with him, just for a day or two. He wants to come see what Texas looks like.
UFO now. In the red ring, wearing the purple trunks. There were no trunks at all. It's Mr. Bob Bartram. And will everybody give him a clap?
Okay, he's got the clap.
How's it going, Duana? All I ever hear about is Duana, Duana. I love Duana. I don't know, I guess you must be JC's girlfriend or something. That's all he ever talks about. I've been over here a couple times, and I've seen your pictures. The one on the velvet on the wall. I've seen your children, they're really beautiful. Little kids are great. And I listened to just very little of your conversation on the tape. And I commented about your accent, and JC didn't know you had an accent, but I'm from Washington State, so I guess I noticed it. And I kind of like the southern accent. I live down the road a little ways, about 5 minutes from here, I guess, right next to the hangar where JC works. And he's been over a few times. And so I come up and see him once in a while. Ta-da, what am I going to say next? Oh yeah, he's going to...
Sex education program.
That's full swing already.
My shop leader, he's a real nice guy. He's going to bring home some... Well, he's going home on leave, and he's going to bring back some handbooks on flying, so I'm going to go through ground school, and JC's going to help me so I can get a head start when I get home. I won't have to go through that stuff. I can just take my test and get my license, and someday I'll fly down to Texas. And when I go home on leave, I'll probably drive down or something to come down and see y'all. And he said he wants me to eat some of your good cooking. So I'll check that out. And he says we're going to go to Wichita City to eat lunch or something. Wichita, Kansas. Okay. Well, anyway, we're just going to fly somewhere. I don't know where. It's going to be really nice, I think. I know it's going to be nice. I'm going to enjoy it very much. I'm going to have a real good time. So I guess I ain't got much else to say except for I've seen your children and they're really lovely and you're pretty good looking old southern gal and you got a real fine husband. Okay? Good night.
I wish more people would talk like that about me. I'm not going to let Douglas talk to you because the only thing he ever says is bad. Well, how do I know? I've never heard anything good. Never what? Oh, is that? That's what I've been doing, listening for the best, and you haven't heard anything yet. No, we bullshit each other a whole lot.
Talking bad people.
Yeah. Yeah, we bad mouth each other a whole lot.
Let me see something.
It makes him angry when I call him Roger Rumhead.
Yeah.
Oh,
let
Rum.
Me, let me rap on your better half.
Well, why don't you come over here? I ain't gonna get. I got this beautiful blue hammock, and I'm not gonna get out of it for any. I just hung it up today, and it's number one. And I'm gonna sleep in it tonight.
If he keeps bad mouthing me, I'm gonna grab a corner of it and flip him upside down, though.
It'll be the last time you flip a little guy upside down.
But I'd enjoy it.
Yeah, you'd better enjoy it quick. Oh, this is Robert Douglas from Seattle too, or someplace up there.
Washington.
Seattle, Washington. That's over in the northwest corner of Texas.
That's enough of you Texas guys. I don't know, I kind of feel surrounded around here from NHA, all these people from Texas down there. They say the states are well represented, you know, all us from Texas. Wow. Well, I don't know, I haven't been down there. JC said something about that place down there, it's kind of nice, but I have to come down and find out what Texas is like someday.
I never said anything good about Texas. I'm talking about Kansas.
Okay. You were talking about Kansas.
Kansas is just the northern part of Texas.
Myself, I enjoy the mountains up there in Washington. I'm always up in the mountains doing something. But we'll have to get you two to come up there and visit us sometime when you get an airplane of your own.
Amen.
Amen, yeah. And take us for a flight. Praise Beach, yes. I used to work on small beaches and stuff like that in Cessnas, and had a lot of fun playing around with those things. I know how JC can enjoy flying the way he does. But, hey, one thing I want to say about JC, it sure sounds like you two got it together finally. Really glad to see somebody in this lonesome world like we got here that's getting it together as well as you two are. And I kind of heard part of that tape that you send over to JC, and it sounds like he's got a real nice and loving wife there. I just wish that everybody could say the same. And I guess that's about all I have to say. You're lucky you only got to wait 6 months.
Unless you
got to
wait 107 days.
107 days left. Oh, wow. Well, I got about... Yeah, I got about 280-some, I think.
Short, 97 days.
97 days, wow. Well, anyhow, yeah, can't wait. Gonna see if I can get my wife to meet me in Japan in 6 months, something like that. Yeah, a year is a heck of a long time.
I just hadn't figured out how to get a scalp in Japan.
Yeah. Well, I got tires on it big enough to float, but I'm afraid a wave might swamp it.
You're watching
not
a very good navigator.
Yeah.
I'm going to split JC. So.
Don't split JC. I don't mind you leaving.
I'm going to leave then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't go away, Matt. Just go away.
Appreciate to bringing a raincoat back. Sounds like you might need it.
Well, I can rough it. I'm just an old army guy.
Why don't you take it? Because I'm... Morning, I'll ride down in the truck.
No, I think I'd like walking back in the rain tonight.
You can still walk back in the rain, but have a raincoat on.
No, I just...
Just walking in the rain.
It's a real nice evening. I've enjoyed myself. And I could just walk back and do some thinking. So we'll see you guys in the morning, okay?
Hey, glad you come down, Bob.
Oh, yeah. I was only going to stay for about an hour. But
yeah.
It was about 4 hours ago.
Yeah, that was a good rapid session, Bob.
Came down at
5:30. Good heavens.
Oh,
about 6 hours.
Yeah.
Well, be careful and don't let the VC get you on the way home.
No.
Or some damn whore.
Hey, Mama San, let's go.
I'm glad as hell that they don't let those whores on base. I mean, at night, you know.
Well, that's some weird. I wish
they did.
Yeah, I wish they did too, because I think I'd make my house into a whore house and just
earn all beaucoup money, huh?
Yeah, just make a lot of money off of it.
Yeah, well, we know how you're business oriented, JC.
Yeah.
Strictly a businessman at heart.
Yeah. See you guys tomorrow. Good night, Duana. Good night, JC. Good night, Bob.
Good night, Bob.
Good night. Thanks a lot for the food you everything, JC.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's my turn.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, that was reminds me, that's a real unusual name you got, Duana. First time I saw that, I looked at JC and I said, do you wanna?
Well, no.
Well, I wasn't interested in him anyhow. But sure love that picture you got up there. Someday I'm going to have, when I get my paycheck, I'm going to get one like that of my own. Bob, you're back already.
Yeah, I was just going to tell your wife that if she knows any young Southern girls, about 20, I want to write somebody over here. Sure would be nice. Do you know anybody that young?
Do you know anybody that young? Hey, if you did, you hadn't told me about it. You've been holding back.
Well, I tell you what, Duan, I won't even be that particular. You can go anywhere from 18 to 25, and I'll still write to them.
18 to 25? You told me the other day 18 to 80. You sure
you're getting choosy?
You're getting choosy all of a sudden.
No, really, if you know anybody, you know. I could use some more mail. My fans have quit writing.
Yeah, I could use some mail, too. My fans have quit writing.
So am
my fan has quit writing.
That's kind of sad, too.
Well, yeah.
Maybe after a while you run out of things to write about.
Well, I'm not going to speculate on it because speculation just causes more problems.
That's right.
That's right. You just think about the good things in life.
I got proof. I got some fans.
Yeah, you do. Some of these cards you sent, I've been admiring them up here. He's got them pasted up on his wall. And boy, I tell you, they really put across a beautiful message.
Amen.
I just wish my wife could find the drugstore that you go to. But I sure like some of those cards. They're really, really nice.
Did you see this one here?
In fact, I wish I had some of them over here that I could buy and send to my wife.
Yeah, the cards are kind of scarce over here. Like
yeah.
About everything else.
What you ought to... Hey, if you run across some real super sweet ones, why, enclose an extra one when you send one to JC, and I'll pay JC for it, and I'll send that home to my wife.
Yeah, that way I can make some extra money out of this program.
Yeah.
Because my whorehouse is going broke.
Yeah, you should see those skags he's got in there.
Yeah, well, I tried to cut too many corners, I guess. Just got money hungry. But you can't have everything. Maybe I wouldn't spend enough time at the office.
Yeah.
I hadn't been to the office. That's probably why it's folding up.
Yeah. How close are you to the end?
I don't know. Let me see how this thing is recording.
We're getting long.
That was an interview with two representatives from Dongma 10. One civilian, one G.I. G.I. wish I was home. Gee, it's raining out. G.I. wish I was home with you in bed and it was nice and cool and cozy. We'd play some of our funny little games. And I got a whole bunch of funny little games thought up that we're going to have to play. Couldn't find enough other people to get in on it. chuckle. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been quite a day, to say the least.
Uh-oh, there went my pillow, damn it. I'm going to send some of these hammocks home. They're made out of, they're Vietnamese jobbies, and it's made just fit me. I don't know if you can fit in it, but I'm going to send home two or four of them.
Well, you're looking for a house, I want you to find one with four trees, and they all need to be 6 feet apart. No, 6 feet one direction and 4 feet the other. So that way we can lay right close by each other. And what will be fun is to try to play the little game in the hammock. I bet you that'd really be wild. That way
I get to see you rolling out of a hammock.
You can take bets on who's going to wind up on top or on bottom, or which. Boy, this side's getting to be a short timer. I'm so full I can't hardly move. I've had buku chicken and steak and potatoes and salad, and I didn't even drink any beer today. I drank all the beer last night that I need for a while. Yes. Oh, I didn't tell you. I'll tell you right quick. Last night when I got home, I didn't know it till this morning, but I said I had 20 minutes left on the other tape. I'm going to send it later to the party. Some of the guys want some copies of it. And I got home and I talked to you for about 20 minutes, and my tongue was so thick that I couldn't hardly even understand what I was saying. It was really funny. You'd have probably got a charge out of it, but I was kind of embarrassed anyway. So if you want to hear something like that, well, I'll get drunk for you when I get home. Yeah. So anyway, I
Oh, I got it. Hey, did... What's his feet went to the village tonight? My roommate went to the village tonight. That means
I'm going to be here all by myself.
Sound like that bitch had a personality clash. What's the other one? Wow, we. We'll see how that turned out.
Was this something I imagined too? The phone rang. I picked up the receiver. Hello? No one. Was it all imagination? Did something happen to me? I went to the window, opened it. I heard the traffic far down in the street. Why not? Father was dead. My life was a nightmare. I couldn't go on like this. Betty, John, it should be all over. The torture, the fear, the madness, all gone. I leaned over the bed. One moment, it would be all over.